that I know you've probably heard before, but have you really heard it? Have you really understood it? It hit me like a bolt of lightning. One day, in bed, Bruce was working late. I was sitting up, and I never watch TV in bed, but just happened for some reason put on. There's a TV that's in our room that, we got given all these TVs, and Bruce thought, it'd be great, but I don't like watching TV in bed at all. But it happened to be there, and I turned it on because I wasn't sleeping. I was probably just sitting in bed, you know, you're sitting in another room. And I don't know if any of you have seen the series, but it's called The Chosen. And I was on, I think it was number three. And I really, really loved the series. I loved how it's a depiction of Jesus's life, and it's quite different. Whoever's the producer or the director, they've really, you know, of course, put in their thoughts and their ideas of how Jesus would have portrayed himself or what was said, because they've put in words that necessarily are in scripture, but some aren't. So they've tried to do it as if, you know, like an everyday Jesus talking and sharing and laughing and being with people having meals. And there had been where Mary Magdalene was sharing with someone else and had said that it was this man that had changed her life. And she didn't refer to him as Jesus, I don't think she even knew who his name was at first. And she was going through, because, you know, like they do depict it in a movie, and you can hear their person's thoughts. They're not actually saying it out loud, but you can hear what they're thinking. And it was like she was going through the marketplace, and all these people, you heard the chatter of, well, she's just different. Something's changed about her. What's happened? And she was contemplating and thinking about all of this, and just she had changed her attitude, changed who she was. And it wasn't her, it was Jesus who did it. And she recognized it was this man. This man had done something. And like she hadn't even said yet that it was the Son of God, Jesus, because she didn't really know. She was still like questioning, querying, seeking what was all of this meaning in her life, but could see there was a change. Anyway, it was right near the end of this this chapter. And up came the actor who was playing Jesus. And he stood there and he said one word. And Mary's eyes lifted towards the man playing Jesus. And I got goosebumps. And the one word that Jesus spoke from his mouth was her name. He said, Mary. And I felt like Jesus had just called me, Rosemary. I felt like these words from my God had just exploded. I got goosebumps. Nothing else was said in the whole scene, right near the end. And she was like, oh, I gasped, she gasped, the actress. And I'm sure that this is what the director wanted us to get, this encapsulation of one word from Jesus' mouth, our name, changes us forever. And I started doing some research, some praying, some thinking about when he calls us by name. He calls us because he loves us. Do we hear him calling our names? In Isaiah 43:1, I'd love to read it to you. And it talks about how he calls us by name. There's actually quite a few scriptures where Jesus does this, where God does this. Because Isaiah is Old Testament before Jesus. Even back then, God was calling us by our names. But now this is what the Lord your Creator says, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. So our Creator is calling us. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. I have called you by name. You are mine. And that's what hit me. God's called my name. And by calling me, he's claiming me as his. Not as a king whose subjects are slaves, but a king whose subjects serve and love him, and he serves and loves them. We're his. We're precious. We're loved. He calls us by our own name. He knows each and every one of us. I've always been surprised by people who remember your names. There's a bishop who is amazing, Bishop Ingham of Wollongong. And wherever he went, he was so personal. He would remember not just my name, the person beside me, the person beside me, the next person. Don't ask me where he met them or how he remembered. He didn't have someone whispering into his ear and saying, "That's so and so." No, he knew our names. It made you feel so precious and loved. It made you feel honored. It made you feel like what he was going to say from his mouth was going to be important. And he's just a man. When God knows us by name, how honored are we? How important are we? I'm getting emotional because he loves us dearly. Our Creator says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity." Now, of course, he's talking to Israel here and saying, "You've been captive, but do not worry. I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to rescue you." But you know, God says that to us today. Do not fear. I will rescue you from the captivity of anger, from the captivity of selfishness, from the captivity of stuff and things in this world, from the captivity of sicknesses. God will rescue us. We're captive to sin. We're captive to unforgiveness. We're captive to death. But Jesus came and overcame all of that. He's freed us forever from it. But we need to acknowledge it and accept it. Because it says, whoever acknowledges Jesus as Lord will have eternal life. The sad part is so many of us do not acknowledge Jesus as Lord. We do not kneel before him. We do not bow before him. We kneel and bow before other things. We are still captive, but God is telling us here we don't have to be. He knows our names. We are his. In the Message translation, which again you remember is a translation of, because I just read from the Amplified where it was the Greek or the Hebrew translation of what was originally written down. But the Message translation says this: "Now God's message, the God who made you in the first place, the one who got you started, says, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've saved you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there for you." So he doesn't just stop and say, "I know your name." He says, "I know your circumstances. When you're in over your head, I'm there for you." How many times have we been in over our head? So many. As a mother, sometimes I think, "Oh my goodness, how do I do this? I'm in over my head. I've never been taught how to be a mother. I read books. My mum has shared stuff with me. My mother-in-law has shared stuff with me, but I've never done it myself." But God helps us when we're in over our head. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're in between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. oh my goodness, when we're in a between a rock and a hard place, and I know that's a saying, but it means when I'm stuck, we won't go down. Because we're called by name. We're His. He does not leave us orphan. He formed us in our mother's womb. He knew us before our own parents knew us. He knows us by our name. It won't be a dead end. Why? Because I am God, a personal God, the Holy of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you. Jesus paid the ransom for us. So He will not let us go. He is a jealous God. He loves us till the ends of the earth. He will chase us over the ends of the earth. Forever and ever, His love is with us, is for us. Do you hear Him calling your name? Because if you just let go and hear His voice, everything changes. Life circumstances look different. The goals of our lives look different. Everything is different when you know He calls you by name. Let us pray that God helps us hear Him calling us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear loving Father, help us hear you. Help us hear your voice. Help us hear the words from your lips of our names. Help us, Lord, see that you see us as precious, loved, forever loved by you. Help us, Lord, in our circumstances. Help us, Lord, in the places where we are stuck or out of our depth. Or help us, Lord, in when we are rejoicing and we're doing great and it's wonderful, but help us rejoice that it is you who has blessed us. That is you who has molded us. That it is you who has made our focus full of love, that we may glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us by name. We thank you that you have rescued us. We thank you that you paid the price for us. Lord, may we come to know you more and keep whispering, calling us by our names. Show us how precious we are to you. But may we show you how precious you are to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.